Did you learn something from the story you just heard? I do hope so. And this next story is a good for learning story, too. It is called The Scarf. Gary Stiles gathered his school books under his arm, glanced impatiently at the clock, and then called to his sister.
Come on, Bonnie, we're going to miss the bus.
So what? I don't care if we do. They didn't build that big new school for my pleasure. I've been miserable since it opened.
Oh, come on. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. You have to go, so come on.
It's easy for you to talk. You aren't cut off from your old friends. They're still in class with you. Mine are in the old school where I wish I was.
I know it, but complaining won't help. You can make new friends.
Huh. All the other girls already have their cliques.
Well, if you'd be pleasant and cheerful, they would want you, too. You're so grouchy lately that... Hey, here comes the buzz. Hurry!
As the days went by, Bonnie was terribly unhappy. One noon hour, she ate her lunch hurriedly and walked toward the main street of town to pass the time. A few girls from her class were just ahead of her. Bonnie hadn't especially liked these girls, but when they stopped to talk to her, she was so glad that she forgot any dislike she had for them.
Hi, you're Bonnie, aren't you?
Yes, and your name is Gwen, isn't it?
Right, and this is Chris and Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. We're going to Russ's malt shop. Are you joining us?
No, thanks. I had lunch. I thought I would browse through the 5 and 10 for a while.
Oh, maybe we'll see you there later. We go there every day.
Really? Every day?
Sure. We have fun.
That evening, Bonnie was more cheerful than she had been since school started. She told her family of the friendly meeting.
I went in town at noon hour today. Some other girls were going to get malts, and they asked me to go along. Of course, I didn't have that kind of money. I just went to the 5 and 10. They came in later. I didn't think I would like them, but they have so much fun together. I kind of enjoyed being with them.
Are they girls we know, Bonnie?
No, Mom. I never met them before. They're Gwen Smith, Chris Rohrman, and Sharon Hartz.
Hartz? Does she have a brother, Phil?
I don't know. I just met her.
There's a Phil Hartz in my class, and he's nothing but trouble.
Be careful about the friends you choose, Bonnie. Bad friends bring bad habits.
Be careful? Dad, I've been trying for weeks to get somebody to just speak to me. I seem to be the only one who doesn't know everybody else.
I'll admit that it is hard for you, but it's still better to go slowly and make good friends.
Oh, I think these kids are okay. Mom, could you let me have a few dollars tomorrow? You know that scarf I showed you in the store?
Yes, I remember.
They still have a couple like that, and it would go so well with my green jumper. All the kids are wearing scarves with their outfits.
Bonnie, I just couldn't right now. Perhaps a little later on I could get it for you.
They will probably be sold then. I saw Chris and Sharon admiring them today. I told them I had my eye on that green one, and they just laughed. How do the other kids manage to have so much money? Those girls get malts and go shopping every day. They had candy and all sorts of things when they came out of the store.
Several days later, Bonnie and the other girls went into town on their noon hour as usual and made their regular visit to the 5 and 10.
Oh, look, Sharon. There's only one of these scarves left now. I wish I could ask them to put it away for me, but I don't know when I'll have the money to buy it.
Why let that stop you? I like that scarf myself, and I have a mind to get it.
Oh, no. Are you really going to buy it?
I didn't say I was going to buy it, but I'm warning you, if you don't take it, I will.
But I can't. I don't have the money for it.
Huh. Neither does Sharon. Why did a little thing like money come between you and something you want?
What do you mean, Gwen?
Just what I said.
Silly, aren't we your friends? then do like we do. Pick up the scarf, admire it, and keep it. I'll give you 5 minutes. If that scarf is still on the rack when I get back, it's mine.
There's my Aunt Kay across the street. I'll see you, kids. Hi, Aunt Kay. It's good to see you. Are you shopping?
Yes. It's good to see you, dear. How are you?
Fine.
Is that your green jumper I see under your coat? Your mother was telling me about it.
Oh, yes. It's my favorite. Here, I'll show it to you.
It is lovely. But, Bonnie, where did you get that scarf?
The scarf? Oh, do you like it, Aunt Kay? It goes well with the jumper, doesn't it? Don't you think so?
Yes, I do, but where did you get it, Bonnie?
Why, my mother gave it to me.
Your mother? That's strange. You had better hurry back to school now. I wouldn't want you to be late.
Bonnie was nervous and upset the rest of the day. After school, she complained of a headache, hid in her room, and trembled each time the phone rang. She wondered why Aunt Kay was so concerned about that scarf, the scarf that was now hidden in her coat pocket. How she wished she had never taken it. It was too late now. Bonnie tossed and turned all night and was too sick to attend school the next day. The news Gary brought home upset her even more.
Hi, Bonnie. How do you feel? Any better?
Not really.
I have some news for you. It'll probably make you feel worse.
Why? What is it?
Several of the stores in town are closing at noon because the kids have been doing so much stealing on their noon hour, and some of them got caught at it today. One of them was Sharon Hartz.
Sharon Hartz? Really? Where was she?
In the 5 and 10.
Oh, no.
Don't take it so hard. It wasn't you.
But what are they going to do to her? Was she arrested?
I don't know. I just heard that they sent for the parents of the kids and notified the school. It looks like you'll have to make some new friends.
If I had only listened to Daddy... And waited a little longer to make friends.
Bonnie, don't let it bother you like that. You can't help it. You didn't know they were shoplifting.
But if only I had listened.
I wish now that I hadn't told you. You're going to make yourself sick. And tomorrow's your birthday, too. Come on, Bonnie, calm yourself.
Bonnie was sick. She couldn't eat and she couldn't sleep. She just cried. In the morning, she seemed more calm. She did not go to school, but later told her mother she was going for a walk. When she returned, she looked and acted more like herself. That evening, Aunt Kay joined the family for Bonnie's birthday celebration.
Mother! Such a beautiful dress! When did you find time to make it?
With you at home these last 2 days, it wasn't easy, believe me. I wanted to keep it a surprise.
Were you sick, Bonnie? You look all right now.
I feel all right now, Aunt Kay. I was just, well, a little upset. Now here's your gift. A scarf, and a nice one, too.
But, Kay, I thought that...
Do you like the color, Bonnie?
Oh, yes, Aunt Kay, it's very pretty.
I had another one picked out for you, but there was some mistake. Right after I bought it, you came down the street wearing one exactly like it.
But how could she, Kay?
I wondered about that myself. I was sure I bought the one you showed me, Alice.
Well, the one I showed you was green to go with her green jumper.
Well, I might as well tell you. I stole the scarf I was wearing that day.
You what?
Why?
I know it sounds awful, and it is awful, but I did it. I had just stolen it when you saw me, Aunt Kay. And the girls I was with insisted I put it on when we got down the street. Dad was right. Bad friends do bring bad habits. After I stole it, I was so nervous about it I was sick. And then those girls got caught shoplifting. I was so glad I was home that day.
Bonnie, have you stolen other things too?
Honest, Mother, that scarf was the only thing I took and ever want to take. Today I took it back. I was tempted to just leave it on the counter and walk out, but I knew that wouldn't be right. So I told the storekeeper what I had done. He said he hadn't pressed charges against the other girls, but that he would if it happened again. Oh, I'm glad it's all over. I'm ashamed of myself. I've disgraced all of you. I've sinned against God and you. I told God that I'm sorry, and now I'm telling you.
I'm awfully sorry to hear about this, Bonnie, but I'm really proud of you, too. Proud that you would openly confess what you did wrong, and that you would go to that store and take care of that unpleasant business by yourself.
Honey, we know why you made friends with those girls. You were so lonely. But I hope you see the danger of bad company.
I do, Mom, but it wasn't all their fault. I knew it was wrong. I have no one but myself to blame. Aunt Kay, I'm glad you exchanged that scarf, because I really wouldn't enjoy wearing that green one now.
No, I'm sure of that. And look, Bonnie, this one does go well with your new dress.
And I think it would go well with you to pick new friends, Bonnie.
I know what you mean, Mom. But first of all, I'm going to tell them that I took the scarf back. And then, well, I'll try to tell them about the Lord. Maybe instead of being a shoplifter, I can be an uplifter. At least I'll try.
It's all for now, but you can listen to these stories as often as you like. So, happy listening!